USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
GOP Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, chair of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, tells NBC's Meet the Press he's concerned about Russian interference in U.S. elections, but he also believes there's no evidence of collusion between the president and Russia.
I understand the president's frustration, and I also understand the president's supporters' frustration of the media just continuing this witch hunt. It's ridiculous.
President Trump was in Wisconsin last night for a campaign rally. Also on NBC's Meet the Press, Democratic presidential candidate Amy Klobuchar, who hopes the AG appears before the House this week.
I view this as an opportunity to really push him on what obstruction of justice is.
The universe belongs to Marvel. Avengers Endgame shattered the record for biggest opening weekend with an estimated $350 million in ticket sales domestically and $1.2 billion globally, reaching a new pinnacle in the blockbuster era. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aniston. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Will there be a conflict between Iraq and the United States? Iran's foreign minister tells CBS he doesn't think so.
I think people have more prudence than allowing a military confrontation to happen. But I think the U.S. administration is putting things in place for accidents to happen.
The Washington Post reports Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will announce Monday morning that as of May 2nd, countries importing Iranian crude will no longer be granted sanctions waivers by the State Department. Trump's planned nominee for the Federal Reserve Board, Stephen Moore, tells ABC's This Week he thinks he will be awarded the nomination.
I think that I'm going to make it through this process. And, you know, he has one other person he has to put on that board. And my whole thing is we can grow this economy at 4%. We can have no inflation and high employment. And that's good for every segment of our population.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Oliver North is stepping down as head of the National Rifle Association. We get more on that story from USA's Chris Barnes.
The National Rifle Association made the surprise announcement Saturday at the organization's annual conference in Indianapolis. The move coming amid reports of turmoil over allegations of financial misconduct involving the group's longtime CEO, Wayne LaPierre. The Wall Street Journal reporting that LaPierre had claimed North tried to force him out over allegations of excessive travel expenses and the NRA's declining finances. In the resignation letter, North made it clear that he is not leaving the organization voluntarily. The retired Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel was named NRA President last May. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There are still some students at two universities in California who are still under quarantine because of a measles outbreak. We get more on that from USA's Wendy King.
Dr. Barbara Ferrer is director of the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health. She says most students and faculty have been vaccinated.
It's going to be a very small number of students and faculty and staff that actually aren't immunized. And it's pretty easy if they go to health services to have the folks at health services help them verify their status.
Health officials say the number of confirmed measles cases in Los Angeles County is still at 5. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.